Well, I'm going to turn to John chapter 5, and as you guys are getting over there, I just want to make a couple quick comments on the things that Bob and Charlie were talking about. One, I mean, if you go through the laundry list of items that Bob was reading about over there in Colossians 3 and 4, basically, that defines for each Christian their marching orders daily. And if you will fulfill those marching orders, you'll be ministering and showing the love of God, and God will be with you, and He will be manifest through you, and His gospel will be shown forth. And people will know that there's another way. So, leaving aside every other person in the entire universe for a moment, because I'm addressing you and not them, truth be told is, let's do that. How are others in another church or anywhere else going to even know that that's what somebody's supposed to do if somebody doesn't show them? So let's be ones that show them. Amen? Second of all, with respect to Charlie, I want to say one thing, and that is, look, Charlie, you cannot do it. I cannot do it. None of us can do it. It is not the work of us, it's the work of God wholly and entirely. And because of that, you can do it. Because of that, I can do it. And see, that's our hope. The part that's our thing is to decide that's what we want to do. Choose to believe God. Choose to step out in faith in what He says rather than what we would do. And from that perspective, I want to turn to John 5. And I'm going to begin with verse 19. We're going to read 19 and 20 here. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself. And I'm going to finish this, but I wanted to stop there for a moment. The reason why I'm bringing this up, we are having a minister's convention. Amen? It's going to be here in a couple of weeks. Each of us who are here, including the little children who are here, are called to be ministers, even as a little child. That's why over when Bob was reading in Colossians, Paul had admonitions for the little children with respect to their parents. And thankfully, I actually saw some of that come to pass while I was out in Maryland these last 3 months. And we were showing other children who knew nothing about that. Praise God. But if Jesus could do nothing of Himself, and He is the standard of what a minister can be, amen, let's look at how He did it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself. To stand in that place is a place of extraordinary humility. I can do nothing of myself. Jesus stood in that continuously. The Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do. You're talking about the gift and seeing. Do I see it? Do I see it? And like, well, do we believe that God will show us as He showed His Son by the same Spirit? If we do, and we do believe that, and we humble ourselves to recognize that but for that we can do nothing, He will show us likewise, and we can go forward and do it. The Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do, for what things soever He doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. So that's really what our ministry should be about. I'm talking about each individual personally. I'm not talking about the fisherman ministry or any Grace Ranch. I'm talking about each of us individually. This is what our walk should be about. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that Himself doeth, and He will shew him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. And didn't He promise to His disciples that, you know, the works that I do, ye will do also, yea, far greater works than these shall ye do? So this is a promise that we can walk in if we will choose to believe God and walk by faith in the sufficiency of what Jesus did. Now, if you skip down, I want to skip down to a part. I think it's, let's see, verse 30 for a moment. Same chapter, verse 30 of chapter 5 of John. I can of mine own self do nothing. We have a second witness of it. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. See, what happens, and one of the problems we have as people is we judge so much by ourselves. And we find fault with others because they don't do things the way we do them. Would you ever consider that maybe the way you do them isn't the way God would do it? See, and what happens when you get into this is all of a sudden your searching and your prayers and everything, they change. Because now it's not so much about your brother and or your sister who you're angry or frustrated with and trying to get them to do what they ought to do. Anybody ever have that kind of feeling? I mean, my children were just describing it to me when I came out of visiting with Davey in his cabin today. They were over there and everybody was trying to get somebody else to do what they should be doing. And they weren't having a very good time at it. They're all smiling over there as I tell on them. But we do the same thing. Now look, if we turn our eyes on Jesus and we set our hearts and minds that what we want is what He would have us do. We want to do as He did. He didn't do anything but what His Father showed Him. That's what He did. The words He spoke, the judgment He exercised, everything was not His own. It was all His Father's. And He had a very busy ministry, didn't He, as a consequence? He did nothing of Himself, but you had people continuously coming. You had Him being sent by His Father to foreign lands for one person. Remember that, what was it? She was a Syrophoenician woman, I think, whose daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. His Father sent him outside of Israel to a non-Israelite for one woman. And Jesus went, and when He was done, He returned to Israel. So, look, if you listen to the songs we sang at the beginning, almost all the songs you guys sang this morning at the beginning were, you know, let everything I do be in You. Right? Let the words I speak be Your words. Let everything be this. Well, look, if you want that, then you've got to give up your words. You got to give up thinking you've got something to say. You got to give up thinking that you're somehow something. And you got to come to the place of humbling yourself to realize, no, without Him, I can do nothing. Just as Jesus had to walk. And then what happens is when you're ministering unto others and others are being frustrating to you and things like that, you're going to start learning why there's something with you going on that's making you frustrated with them. And then when you can get past that, now you can be a part of God's ministry to them. But we don't want to do that. We just want to eliminate the thing they're doing that's frustrating to us. Right? Isn't that how we operate? And the fact that there might be something going on with us, well, really? But they're doing this. Yeah, so what? I'm not saying they're right, but if you're going to walk in the Lord, you need to learn what He has for you out of it. And when you open yourself up to that, which you can only do when you humble yourself, you can now be getting shed of all the nonsense and stupidity that we generally walk in and walk instead in Christ as Christ walked before His Father and as the disciples served as an example for us. And as the ministers we have here today continue to serve as an example unto us. And we can grow and we can become one and we can operate as Christ operated. And the one who's going to get all the glory because he's doing all the work is God, not us. Because we cannot do the works of God. Everything in us is contrary to doing the works of God. Everything in us. So the only way you're going to do the works of God is by God, through Jesus. That's the only way. And when you can get yourself down and humble yourself to stand in that place, God will lift you up and use you mightily. I mean, just mightily. And instead of a place in which your lusts are warring with another's lusts, you will find that you will be part of the way out for others. And that's an amazingly beautiful place to stand, is to be a part of the way out for others and to watch them find their way out. I mean, all I can say, folks, is that there's no more precious place to dwell than that place where you are part of what God is doing to show people the way out. And every single person here can do that. Every single one of us can. Amen.